from the editor-in-chief's desk. Professor Farida Khanom is an author, editor, translator, public speaker and former professor of Islamic studies at Jamia Millia Islamia, New Delhi. Among her books are A Simple Guide to Islam and A Study of World's Major Religions. She has translated into English many books authored by Maulana Wahdatuddin Khan. Currently the chairperson of CPS International, she is a regular contributor of articles to various publications. Professor Khanom has edited Maulana's English translation of the Quran and has also translated his Urdu commentary on the Quran into English. She can be reached at spiritofislamperiodical@gmail.com. The gift of criticism. One sign of intellectual maturity is the ability to listen to criticism without becoming disturbed. Most people are pleased when they are appreciated, but become uneasy when someone points out their shortcomings. This attitude closes the door to learning. The moment criticism produces anger, the process of intellectual development comes to an end. Maulana Wahdatuddin Khan had a remarkable attitude in this regard. He did not like unnecessary praise, but he welcomed criticism. He would judge criticism on merit. If something said against him was true, he gladly accepted it. If it was not true, he replied with reason and argument, without anger. There is no need for anger in either case. This is the real spirit of learning. This attitude was beautifully expressed by Umar ibn al-Khattab when he said, "May God bless the person who sends me the gift of my shortcomings." He called the discovery of one's shortcomings a gift. This is because a weakness of which you are unaware cannot be corrected. The person who makes you aware of it is, therefore, helping you in your self-development. There is a saying attributed to an ancient philosopher. When asked from whom he had learnt good manners, he replied that he had learnt them from those who had no manners. Whatever he found unpleasant in their behavior, he made sure to avoid in his own conduct. This is the attitude of a wise person. He is capable of learning even from negative experiences. A sincere seeker of truth does not ask, "Who has said this?" He asks, "Is what has been said true?" If it is true, he accepts it, regardless of who said it. If it is untrue, he answers calmly and objectively. Disagreement, therefore, is not an evil. Properly handled, it becomes a means of intellectual development. You need not agree with everyone, but you must be prepared to listen to everyone. Criticism is not an insult. It is a mirror. The wise person looks into this mirror, discovers his shortcomings, and uses that discovery for self-correction. Disagreement is not an evil. Properly handled, it becomes a means of intellectual development.